talk on Thursday.
Hey, HD, since you grew up right down the road,
yeah.
I know this game obviously means a ton to anybody in this locker room. What's it mean from the angle of coming through here?
True, man. It means a lot. Being from Atlanta, going to high school here, middle school, elementary, and I almost stayed here for college, almost. But it's big for the city, man. It's big for the city, and it means a lot to us also. And I think we're approaching it like we really want it. Like, we're not just satisfied with winning the game last week. It's more out there on the table, so we're trying to go out there and get it.
Do you buy the whole notion that you know, them being in this position last year really helps them, gives them any added advantage?
I feel like this. I mean, on Sunday, 3 o'clock, you got to go out there and play the game of football. So it's going to come down to who executes the best, who makes the least amount of mistakes, and who's the more physical team.
Ask a couple of the guys if it's hit them yet, you know, the position that you're in. Has it hit you yet? And if so, when did it hit you that, you know, that you're 1-1 away from Super Bowl?
You try to somewhat stay away from looking at it like that. I mean, I approach it as it's another game, and we win this game, we go to the next one. But right now I'm focused on this week right now. The only thing that matters to me is getting this win right here.
Is it a case of anxiousness? I mean, how do you keep yourself from becoming, you know, anxious and feeling that moment?
Do the same thing you've been doing every year, all year. Don't try to change up your routine. I keep my routine the same. Don't do anything differently. You watch more film and you study your opponent even more, and you find every little way you get the advantage. But I think once you start to go outside of what you're normally doing, that's when you mess up.
Harry, are they similar in any way to Seattle, the way that they approach?
Yeah, they're a physical football team. Their front seven may be the best in the game of football right now. And their secondary do a great job also. So we got to go out here and do what we got to do and execute and not make mistakes.
Anything about your approach that changes this way in the game?
Nah, man, just do what we do. Go out there and play the game of football. And like we talk about all the time, man, we've been playing football for a long time. So don't go out there and try to be a hero. Just do what we do. Do what the coaches expect of us and do our scheme.
Tell us about the home crowd, because that was
man. That's the loudest I ever heard the dome. And I appreciate everyone coming in early. When we're coming out of the locker room and even in warm-ups, seeing a lot of people in the stands and screaming and yelling. So it's a big advantage to be able to host the NFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm. With that comes some pressure. I mean, I know you said you try to just do everything the way that you can, but you guys are human too. I mean, is there pressure that you feel, considering, I mean, it's you know, the first time the city's ever hosted a championship game?
I don't think we've felt pressure all year. And me personally, I haven't felt pressure my whole life. I mean, I've been doing this my whole life. So I think when you have pressure, you try to put pressure on yourself. You're giving yourself some room to make mistakes and go out there and not perform the way you're used to performing.